Wichita has a brass ensemble, Intrepid Brass, a brass quintet, and then a smaller chamber ensemble. And they have an upcoming performance, and what a wonderful opportunity to learn more about them. Then invite Lucas Hewlett into the green room. Hello, Lucas.
Hi, Kaylin, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I was, I'm embarrassed to admit that I was not aware that you had formed Intrepid Brass and that you all were out there in the community performing. Can you tell us a bit about the organization and the performances you give?
Absolutely. So we started as a brass quintet back in 2016 in my hometown of North Carolina, my wife and I. And we came out here to do our master's at Wichita State and sort of move that organization with us. And it had always been a dream to sort of bloom into not only a performance organization, but to also employ our fellow musicians and colleagues, but also create a large concert brass band. And so back in 2021, we formed, or 2022, excuse me, we formed the Intrepid Brass Band. And performed our very first show at Wichita Collegiate that April. And since then, we put on a number of large brass band performances here in town. We partner with local high schools and middle schools to put on shows. We work with the city of Wichita. We've also done some things with the city of McPherson as well. And on top of that, we love to do a ton of brass quintet stuff. So we try and put on a recital every year. We also book a number of smaller ensembles for churches and special events. So we try and stay busy and push the name as hard as we can.
That's fantastic. The members of your quintet, you and your wife, who's a horn player, and who else?
So my good friends of mine that I've met here in town we've sort of immersed ourselves in the space. So Rick Moose, trumpet, my friend Dalton Williams on trombone, and we have a new trombone player as of the last couple months because our old trombone player has gone back to school to get some new certifications. But Rob Tierney, is playing trombone with us currently, and of course my wife plays horn, and I'm the tubist with the group.
That's so wonderful. I was looking on your website and you're expanding even more and you're offering a summer camp.
Yeah, so the Intrepid Brass Youth Band is a passion project of my wife Mary's and mine too. One of the things that as I've met a ton of really cool brass players in town is that there used to be a huge brass band tradition not only in Wichita but surrounding cities, the entire state. And those have since dwindled as those clubs have sort of disappeared from the scene. And so this youth camp is sort of a first push towards blending our youth back into that setting. And so what we're hoping to accomplish in that is to create a camp that attracts high school kids, talented middle school guys, and sort of help rebirth that whole idea. So of course the long-term goal being encouragement of a full-time youth brass band, which would
Oh,
be
that's
really
so
fun,
great. Yeah.
right? And so the week-long intensive camp will be focused on brass band playing for young musicians, sort of instrument procurement, maintenance, all the types of things that young brass players need to understand to maintain their instruments and learn and grow and try and bring some love to the whole ensemble.
So there are composers out there who are arranging a whole bunch of repertoire specifically for a brass ensemble. For instance, we just heard a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach that somebody arranged for a brass ensemble. But then there, of course, have to be composers out there who kind of specialize in this genre. Do you have like a for sure set of composers who are churning out music specifically for a brass quintet, a small chamber ensemble?
It's an interesting question because most of the time brass quintets or brass ensembles tend to be sort of secondary ensembles to bands and orchestras. And so you'll see a guy who puts out a really fantastic brass quintet and that sort of, the end. So like Victor Ewald, for instance, is coined as the godfather of what we would call classical brass quintet repertoire, who wrote a number of wrote four quintets specifically. But you get a ton of really notable guys like Bruce Broughton, for instance, who's on our program this rotation, who is a fantastic LA composer, Grammy nominated, wrote for Silverado, and
Gosh, I love that film score.
Was it young Sherlock Holmes? He did those. And so
Ah.
they're extremely notable guys that are all sort of funneling fantastic information into the ensemble. It's really hard to say that there's one guy who's really laying it in. There are awesome guys in Colorado, part of the Colorado Brass, that have been putting forward a ton of really great literature for the ensemble. So that's sort of how the vibe really is. And of course, recent commissions in the last 20 years, there are a lot of really interesting groups that are forming. We're working on one, hopefully in the next 2 years, to be part of a consortium commission group as well, to continue having brass music written specifically for us.
Lucas Hewlett, who leads Intrepid Brass, which is based out of Wichita, an organization dedicated to bringing brass music throughout central Kansas. Now, Lucas, you're preparing for your next concert. Can you tell us when that is and what's on it?
Right, so our next concert is April 19 at 7 o'clock, and this time around, my good friend Micah Bolton out at Goddard High School will be hosting us. So not Goddard Eisenhower. I've always confused the two, but it's Goddard High School, and he's been great. He's part of my ensemble as well. He plays percussion, and our program this time around is called Opposites Attract, and I have to say I'm maybe a little. I tend to be kind of emotional and erratic with the way I love choosing music because everything is emotional, right? You listen to something and go, I want to play that. There's something about it that really draws you into that. And so what we're doing on our program this time around, the reason we chose Opposites Attract is once I sort of sat and created the set that I thought spoke to me, one of the things I was talking to my wife about and a couple of my other members when we were trying to title the program was what kind of emotion it evoked. And Opposites Attract is what we really came up with. And the reason for that is all of the pieces are very opposite in style. They're very varied. And so we will open up the program with Nellie Bell's Three Entradas, which are basically a set of fanfares, three fanfares. And then we move into what is. What my colleagues have sort of no, we play the Grieg next. We do the Edvard Grieg funeral march, which is incredible. I love that. And then the third tune that we'll be doing is a Usker Merlinen Partita for brass, and this tends to be what I find passionate about doing brass ensemble music is finding these scores that my friends don't really know about that sometimes feels a little weird or off kilter to them, because I love sort of leading a band through a score that maybe doesn't have a good recording, or maybe people don't know a lot about. I also stumbled upon an entire collection of music from it was a competition set from the 50s, 1950s and 60s. It was the Thor Johnson Brass Band Competition Award winners. And many of these pieces are things that rose to the occasion very quickly, and some of them were never published until decades later. Again, competition pieces that sort of fall off to the side, but the Marilynen is one of those that is really beautiful. It's a very lighthearted tune, four movements, and then we do the one piece that was not written specifically for brass players originally, and that's Dmitri Shostakovich Prelude number 14 from his set of piano preludes from Opus 34, I believe, an incredible setting for brass. Honestly, if you're familiar with the original piano stuff, they're all really, really great. But this setting for brass is incredible, and it's a huge reset, sort of mentally and palatally speaking, to get into the Bruce Broughton, which is really the powerhouse of our entire set. And that's the fanfares, marches, hymns, and finale. And of course, because it being Bruce Broughton and him being a film score aficionado, I mean, it very mixtures of Copland and Prokofiev in a sort of modern day symphonic style. And so the whole program has been a huge challenge for my band, and they are really doing a great job with it. So, I mean, considering it's a mixture of some of my students, amateurs in town, local teachers, things like that. You know, it is a community ensemble, first and foremost. And so I just there's my soul won't let me play easy music. I love putting stuff in front of them that makes them have to work, and it's
Well, they
so
probably appreciate that as well.
rewarding.
So the Intrepid Brass Ensemble's next performance is April the 19th at 7 o'clock or 7:30?
7.
7 o'clock at Goddard High School. Free to the public.
Yeah, absolutely free.
Donations accepted, I imagine.
Always, yeah.
Their website is intrepidbrass.org if you would like to go find out more information about the organization. I think it's wonderful what you've done and congratulations. Now, before you go, I want to talk just a little bit about you personally and your work at Wichita State. So in Wichita State, tragically lost their football team, understandably so, marching band, athletic bands, kind of as time went on, faded out slightly, right? And then enter Tim Shade a few years ago, arriving at Wichita State University, and a group of dedicated people there decided that they wanted to, breathe new life into the athletic bands, and then suddenly we have a drumline and we have shocker sound. What is your position at Wichita State University?
So I'm currently the director of athletic bands here at Wichita State. And I was actually brought on shortly at the beginning of this. So I was actually finishing my master's here, and I was a band GA, had been working with the basketball program. And on my way out the door, Dr. Shade graciously invited me to come in for a year and help launch that first program back in 2018. And I was fortunate enough to win the job, and have been here since then. And so it's extremely exciting group of guys that I have. Shocker Sound Machine specifically are the guys that do all the marching, and we do indoor outdoor marching primarily for basketball. So like quick 6 minute shows versus your megalith 14, 15 minute football half times. But it's what a great group of guys, and it's what a pleasure to be able to pay back into music education and the marching arts here in Wichita in Kansas. It was such a void for so many years, and I've had quite a lot of fun sort of refining our idea here and connecting with my past students, teachers, colleagues here, and just enriching the entire marching arts atmosphere.
I love that. The marching arts. Well, congratulations on your position at Wichita State and everything going on
Thank
and the
you.
success of Intrepid Brass. I'm so grateful to be familiar with your organization. And I please come back and fill us in maybe at the end of the summer. Let us know what's going on then.
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Again, intrepidbrass.org. And their next community concert is April the 19th at 7 at Goddard High School.